Perry Mason, brought to you by T-I-D-E, Tide, the wash day miracle that gives you the cleanest clothes in town. Perry Mason, the famous character created by Earl Stanley Gardner, dramatized by Irving Bendy. Perry Mason, defender of human rights, champion of all those who seek justice.
I wear the cleanest clothes, 'cause Tide beats any soap on earth, as everybody knows.
Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap.
You get the cleanest wash in town with T-I-D-E, Tide.
Now there's a song that's really worth singing. Because of all the women who hang up the family wash, you'll get the cleanest wash in town when you use Tide. You see, Tide is the miracle product that not only gets out ordinary dirt, but removes dingy soap film as well. Never before Tide was it possible to get your family wash so clean. It's a fact. Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap of any kind. You see the miracle of Tide in the cleaner cottons for your children, cleaner linens for your home. Tide's kind to your hands, too, now milder than ever before. Put Tide in your washer, then rinse out and hang up the cleanest wash in town.
Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap.
You get the cleanest wash in town with
T-I-D-E, Tide.
T-I-D-E, Tide.
And now, Perry Mason. It's early afternoon, about an hour after the close of our last episode. As on the sixth floor of the court building, in the waiting room of Dr. Kenyon, juvenile board psychologist, we hear... Oh, here they are, Della. Hello, Doctor.
Mr. Mason.
Hello, Mr. Mason.
Well, how's my girl, Dory?
Hello, Dory. Well, don't I get out, too?
Oh, yes, Mr.
Mason. Oh, bless your heart.
I wish you, Doctor.
Frankly, I'm amazed.
Yes?
Mr. Mason, Dr. Kenyon said I could see Mommy again.
Oh?
Later this afternoon. For just a little while.
Della.
Hmm? Dory. Look, don't I see a blackboard over there? And look, honey, here's some chalk.
Would you draw me a picture, Mr.
I certainly will.
Well, Doctor?
Mrs. Grant didn't spend more than 20 minutes with that child. But the change in her, it... Well, you can see for yourself.
Yes, well, Dory loves me.
Yes. You know, I've been following the trial in the newspapers, Mr. Mason, and up to now, I'm afraid I believed Mrs. Grant was guilty. But actions speak louder than words, and I can't see a woman who's earned love like she has being a killer.
She isn't, but I have to prove that in court.
Oh, well, how long will you have to keep Dory on the witness stand, Mr. Mason?
Only a few minutes more, if that isn't too much for her.
She's tired, but it's important.
Very. Of course, we can wait.
No, let her finish today, Mr. Mason. Get it behind her. I'll give you written permission.
Thank you, Dr. Kenyon. Well, Della.
Coming, Perry.
Can't you tell?
Dr. Kenyon says Dory can complete her testimony.
Oh, I was sure she was, all right. You can see from the way she's acting.
Will you agree that actions speak louder than words, too, huh?
What?
I think that. And I believe that most eminent psychologist, Frederick Abt, thinks it also.
What, that actions speak louder than words?
Yes. And if I can make him take the action I want, his actions will not only speak, Mr. Frederick Abt will stand up and yell.
What are you talking about?
Come on back in court, Della. I'll show you.
Mr. Ash, there has been some question about the persons this witness has referred to. So will you stand up, Mrs. Grant? That's right. Now, please stay where you are at the defense table. Now, Mr. Carlo, you stand up.
Don't move, Mr. Carlo.
Why, what is your objection, Mr. Rapp? You were the one who said there was confusion in Dory's testimony.
Well, all right, stand up, Mr. Carlo.
Now, Dory, do you know those two ladies standing there?
Uh-huh.
Would you tell me their names?
Oh, well, that's Mommy standing beside Miss Grant in the street. Hello, Mommy.
Dory, will you tell us her name so that we'll know that you know?
Oh, Mommy is Mrs. Dorothy May Grant.
Uh-huh. And the other lady, the one standing behind Mr. Rapp?
Mr. Carlo.
Good. Now, Dory, we got all mixed up this morning. And since actions speak louder than words...
What, Mr. Mason?
Suppose you finish telling us what happened the day you tried to leave that apartment.
Oh, all right.
Now, Dory, when you mention Mommy or Mr. Carlo, use their names, hmm? And so there won't be any doubt at all, point your finger at the lady you mean.
Like this?
Point just like that. Now, let's see. Now, you were all alone that day, weren't you?
Mommy was there.
Well, use her name, Dory, and point.
Oh, Mrs. Grant was there. She, Mr. Carlo, was gone away with him.
Mr. Blanc?
Mm-hmm. So we went downstairs.
Who, Dory?
Her, Mrs. Grant. We went downstairs and tried to go outside.
And what happened?
A man stopped us.
Did you know him?
No, but he wouldn't let us go outside.
You asked?
Well, Mommy, she, Mrs. Grant, asked. But he wouldn't let us. He said Mr. Blanc would be mad because we tried to leave.
I see. And so?
We went back upstairs. I started to cry. And Mommy, that's Mrs. Grant, she carried me.
Crying because you didn't want to go back?
That's right. Mrs. Grant, she cried too. We didn't want to go back.
Why not, Dory?
We didn't like it there.
Why?
Objection. Defense counsel has had access to this witness during the past hour. Undue influence could have been exerted.
Oh, Mr. Raft, I saw Dory only in the company of Dr. Kenyon. If you like, I'll bring the doctor in here, put her on the stand, and get her statement. Well, Mr. Raft?
Objection withdrawn.
Thank you. All right now, Dory. Why didn't you like that apartment?
Well, see, that woman, Mr. Carlo, didn't like me.
I object to this line of questioning unless Dorothy can give a specific instance of abuse or mistreatment.
Well, Dory, did Mr. Carlo ever beat you or hit you or...
Oh, no. Mommy wouldn't let her.
Oh, I see. Well, what about Mrs. Grant? Was she good to you?
Oh, yes. She was always nice. She never got mad. At me. But one time when Mr. Carlo...
Oh, well, that's all right, Dory.
I was just going to tell you when she tried to burn Mr. Carlo. Did I say something wrong, Mr. Carlo?
No, Dory, not at all. Now, we thank you very much. All right, sit down, Mrs. Grant, Mr. Carlo. You can get down now, Dory.
Oh, no, she can't.
What?
Just stay right there, child. I've got a question now.
Oh?
Snapping at it, Della.
What?
He's snapping at it.
Snapping at what?
The bait. Wait, listen to him yell.
Now, Dorothy, you just told us that Mrs. Grant was always sweet and kind.
Uh-huh.
But, as Mr. Mason said, actions mean more than words.
My daddy said that, too.
Now, let's hear of the action Mr. Mason stopped you from telling us about, Dory. When Mrs. Grant tried to burn Mr. Carlo. Now, did it really happen?
Uh-huh, in the kitchen. There was a pan of water on the stove. It was a gas stove.
And was the water boiling?
Uh-huh. And Mommy, Mrs. Grant, took the pan of water and made Mr. Carlo run away.
Oh, she did she?
Uh-huh.
So the sweet, kind, even-tempered Mrs. Grant, who never got mad, flew into a murderous rage, did she?
She tried to burn Mr. Carlo with the water. She was so mad.
There you are, ladies and gentlemen. There is an action that tells you a lot about the defendant. That's all, Dorothy.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dory, but now I have a question.
What?
You didn't tell us all about what happened, Dory. You haven't told us why Mrs. Grant tried to burn Mr. Carlo.
Oh, Your Honor.
You opened this door, Aft. I'm questioning Dory about part of the same action you did. Now, Dory, why did she try to burn Mr. Carlo?
Because of the milk.
What?
Mr. Carlo tried to give me some milk and...
There, now you've heard the reason. Let the child step down.
Wait, Ab, wait. Was that all that was in the glass, Dory? Just milk?
No. No, Mommy and I were cleaning the refrigerator. I mean, Mrs. Grant. Mrs. Grant had some milk for my lunch.
Oh, Mason, we've labored this...
Go on, Dory.
Well, just had time to clean the refrigerator before lunch. And then she, Mr. Carlo, got up.
Got up?
Up out of bed and came into the kitchen. Mom, Mrs. Grant was putting some milk bottles in the back porch when Mr. Carlo came into the kitchen.
Oh, wait now. You say that she had just gotten up. How do you know that?
She had on her bathrobe and slippers. She never got up until just before lunch.
Objection. Oh, never mind. So what happened, Dory?
Mr. Carlo saw the milk. She poured some in a glass and... She got some other stuff out of another bottle, a green bottle. Mr. Carlo called it rum.
You called it rum, Dory? You're sure?
She called it that, and I said we needed the milk for lunch. And that's when she said...
Who, Dory?
Mr. Carlo. She said, all right, if I wanted some milk, I could have some of hers.
Wait, Dory... Some of hers that she had mixed with that stuff from the green bottle?
Uh-huh. I didn't want any. It didn't smell so good. But she tried to make...
To make you drink it?
Yes. I cried. Then Mommy came back and saw her.
Mrs. Grant?
Mrs. Grant. She saw me crying. She saw what Mr. Carlo was doing. And Mommy... Mrs. Grant got mad.
Mrs. Grant got mad.
Picked up that water and... Well, she was awful mad.
Yes, Dory, I'll bet she was awful mad. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, isn't it beginning to come plain? The deeper we go, the more truth we see in May Grant's statement at the time of her arrest. She said she was a prisoner. And by any definition, May Grant and Dory were prisoners. If you're locked up against your will, you're a prisoner. That's all. And as for this last... Well, May Grant is human, ladies and gentlemen. Not a murderess, but human. And is there a human being in this room who can blame her for getting awful mad? May Grant loves this baby. How do you think she felt when she saw that woman? And I'm talking about the one right over there behind you, Mr. Amp. When she saw that woman trying to force liquor down this child's throat. Can you blame her? That's all, Dory. Mr. Rapp doesn't have any more questions.
More about Perry Mason after this word for you ladies. Tide's in with a dishwashing miracle.
Cleaner dishes, ring-free pan. Tide cuts greases, no soap can.
Yes, it's a dishwashing miracle. Cleaner dishes, ring-free pan. Cause Tide cuts grease as no soap can. With Tide in your dish pan, grease actually seems to disappear, even from the dishwater itself. The water stays so clean and pleasant. Those long-lasting Tide suds stay so fresh. And when you're through, there's no greasy ring round your dish pan. And Tide works a miracle on dishes, gets them cleaner, more sparkling bright than any soap of any kind. You see, Tide leaves no dulling soap film. So glasses shine, dishes gleam, even when you just rinse them and let them drain dry. Why, Tide's about the best thing that ever happened to dishwashing. For no product made will do your dishes easier than Tide. Tide's kind to your hands, too. Now milder than ever. So put Tide in your dish pan and see a dishwashing miracle.
Cleaner dishes, ring-free pan. Tide cuts greases, no soap can.
It's a dishwashing miracle.
T-I-D-E, Tide.
At the start, Mr. Apt paid Perry Mason lip service as being a master courtroom strategist. But those were just words. Now, Mr. Apt is seeing Perry Mason in action. And Mr. Apt doesn't feel quite so confident. Well, be sure to join us for tomorrow's important and exciting development. Join us tomorrow when Tide brings you Perry Mason, the famous character created by Earl Stanley Gardner. Meantime, remember, for greater convenience, for real money saving, and for the cleanest wash in town, always buy Tide in the giant economy size. This is the CBS Radio Network.